This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this Stockbox interview where Haydon Locke, the Executive Director of Emerson PLC, who are developing a world-class potash mine in Morocco, joins us. Hello, Haydon.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's good to talk. We've not spoken before, so welcome to the programme. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. Happy it's the end of another long week, long and busy week.
Yes, it's good. It's always nice when it's Friday, isn't it? So potash is a fertiliser. It's a valuable commodity in agriculture and in feeding the world. And UK investors may be familiar with Sirius Minerals up in North Yorkshire, where I'm from. So can we perhaps start with an overview of potash and the market and the project that Emerson has?
You're absolutely right. Potash is playing into that agricultural theme that we talk about so much and which Sirius saw the opportunity in, which is growing requirement to produce more food from ever-shrinking amounts of arable land, and you just can't do that without fertilizer, and potash, or the potassium, is a key fertilizer on the global scale. So we really like that long-term thematic, and I think that is a long-term thematic that we are very happy to be playing into. I think what I like about the Emerson project and where it's slightly different to Sirius is it is unique in the potash sense in that it is a very low capital cost project compared to virtually all peers. There is one other peer that has a similar capital cost profile, but the vast majority of them, like Sirius, are very large and therefore difficult to finance projects. And as a result of its location, we expect it to be very, very high margin and very competitive on a delivered cash cost basis to all of its target markets. So it is a unique project. In many aspects, it is, in my opinion and from my experience, a really outstanding mining project. And we think it presents a lot of potential.
Okay. And Morocco as a jurisdiction, what's that like to operate in?
Well, we found it amazing. So I've spent a lot of time working in Africa, and you know, Morocco is very close to Europe, obviously. There's just across the Straits of Gibraltar. And so they see themselves as the European gateway to Africa. It is a very well-educated population as a general rule compared to most of Africa. The infrastructure is incredible. And one of the biggest parts of our story is just how good the infrastructure is in that part of the world, and an incredibly supportive fiscal and regulatory regime for new projects being developed out there. So from our perspective, it's about as good as it gets in Africa in terms of a jurisdiction to be building a mining project in. As with all jurisdictions around the world, it comes with its own unique idiosyncrasies and challenges.
Okay, and what is the state of the project at the moment and your plans going forward?
We just finished a feasibility study, which is the final sort of study before you get into detailed design and engineering. So we're in the phase now where we're completing our permitting, which is ongoing at the moment, and we expect to be done sometime in the next 6 to 9 months. Hopefully sooner than that. And then in parallel with that, we're just starting our discussions with various financing partners and potential debt financing partners. So strategic equity and debt financing partners.
Okay. So fairly well advanced then.
We're at differing levels of advancement. So some of them are very well advanced. We're in detailed conversations, mm-hmm. but as with all of these things, it takes time to go through the diligence process.
Sure. And you've also got, I notice, a very strong board. There's lots of good people on there. And you've recently appointed Graham Clark as the CEO. Can you give some background on him?
Graham, as many people will know from Yorkshire, was the technical director for Sirius Minerals. And I think the reason, in terms of potash industry experience, Graham is second to none. And I think it's widely agreed that no small part of the success that was Sirius in getting to where it got to, notwithstanding the fact that the last bit of financing wasn't available, was down to Graham's technical expertise. And I think it's no mean feat that a major would even consider buying a junior mining company in a fertilizer space that is a new product, that it's a large, complex project. It speaks volumes to the quality of technical work that was done by Graham and the team that he built there. So, you know, when he became available, we were very quick to snap him up, knowing that we are going through a transition phase where his skill set his experience and his credibility is going to be extremely important to us as we go into the execution phase. So, you know, it was very fortuitous and we're very happy to have him on board.
Okay, great. Now, we've seen some analysis comparing Emerson to other potash projects, and it suggested that Emerson is significantly undervalued to other players. And it also suggested that Emerson's projects are significantly better than most other potash projects. For example, Emerson is trading at 3.3% net present value compared to an average norm of about 33%, so effectively a 10 times discount. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I saw the same analysis. It's a very interesting piece of comparable that was done on some ASX-listed potash companies relative to us. And, you know, I think all of those projects are really good and interesting projects and at varying stages of development. But it really did, as you say, show that Chemised is a standout project in just about every metric. It's very long-lived. It produces north of $300 million a year of US dollars a year of EBITDA over the life of that almost 20 years of mine life. Lots of potential to grow that with ongoing work. So it really is a standout project. And I think all the other groups were listed on the ASX where there is a bit more of a following in potash. And there was an additional email put out on one of our true peers in the MOP space, which is Highfield Resources, showing that Highfield was materially undervalued, but interestingly with a valuation three times higher than where we are today. And our projects are very comparable in terms of mine life, operating costs and NPV and IRR. So, we're slowly getting the traction we think we deserve in the market, and we're getting a lot of attention because really in the MOP space, a lot of those other potash plays are SOP, which is a different style of mineralization. And in the MOP space, there are really only two choices. That's Highfield or Emerson, and we're significantly cheaper than Highfield. And so I think people are recognizing it's an opportunity to buy us.
And I believe your economics are twice as good as well.
In many of the cases against the SOP projects, our NPVs are significantly larger, just on account of being a much larger scale project. So, yeah, that's right. But again, I'd say they're different projects, and each of those projects has their strengths. They're playing into a much different market to us. It's a high value but much smaller commodity area. So we're very happy with the results of our project, and I think we do really stand out compared to a lot of these projects.
Okay, so a significant undervaluation perhaps there then. Thank you, Hayden, for coming on and talking to us, and hope to speak again soon when the company has its next news update.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.